And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
Hey, yo, how's it going? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hey, Carolyn, you know what you're listening to? The one and only Carolyn and Joe Show.
Whoa. And we have a special guest. In the studio today. It's Brian.
Yo.
Hey, Brian, how's it going, man?
It's going great.
It's actually another, this is a special edition episode of the Carolyn and Joe Show. It's a double week. Yes. It's
double
a double
quarter
scoop.
Pounder with cheese. Double scoop.
Yes, it's a double scoop.
Double mint.
This is exactly.
Let's name how many doubles.
Double-licious.
Double take.
Double trouble.
So you lay down 2 in 1 week. Is that the deal?
2 in 1 week. And there's actually a very specific reason why I really wanted to do this. One, we're probably going to be really tired after New York Comic Con, which is basically coming up days, hours from when we record this. I don't know.
Basically, it's this weekend.
It's this weekend for
actually,
you guys.
This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
October 11th through 14th, 2012.
And all three
we're
of us.
Be there.
All three of us are going to be there, damn it.
We're going to be in Artist Alley.
This is Brian's three time.
We're going to be at W13, so come by and say hi if you're going to be at New York Comic Con. All the tickets are already sold out, so if you're
going
to be there,
so you're already going there.
Yeah.
If you're just thinking about it, forget about it. It's done. You're not going in. I'd like to think that you might be able to make it in, but maybe you can sneak in. But another situation, if you guys have listened to the opening of this song, then the reason why I had this show and I was like, I need to speak about this thing. And it's very telling because today's when we record this, it's Tuesday, and it's usually the Carolyn Joe Show day in which we release stuff. And CM Punk's DVD, Best in the World, came out today. Carolyn watched it, I watched it, Brian watched part of it. You know, it's pretty freaking amazing for me because I've always been a massive fan of CM Punk before. You know, it's already been told on this radio show how far back. You know, like I was introduced to the work of CM Punk by a match with Sanjay Dutt, who's
exactly.
One of our best friends. I saw that in one of the best of Sanjay Dutt's. So
and what year was that?
That was probably like 2004.
I think it was actually might have been before that.
Or 2003 then. It was one of those things.
Because I remember you telling me about CM Punk back when we had like a really old computer.
Yeah.
Like real old. And it was like the type that had like a little webcam eyeball looking at you. And like I took a grainy picture.
Before Pentium, before Intel.
Because I remember being in a certain room, like, you know, on that computer and we'd be like... It was in the early days of, like, internet. Like, it wasn't, like, the early days of internet, like, 90s. But it was, like, that time period where... I just remember that time period was probably before 2004.
Yeah, so pretty much... I mean, I don't want to say how legit I am about being my fandom towards him, but it's quite obvious.
I mean, you've probably known about him for, like, over 10 years.
And it's also quite obvious that people actually keep track of the way I dress and my style, even the way I keep my hairstyle. There's a little bit of emulation that happens. But that's besides the point. We've already documented that many times before on the show. But
you gotta be yourself.
You gotta be yourself, yeah. But, so the documentary came out. This is not a review of that movie, because I already know it's great, and I watched it. It's great. That's my review. That's the end of the story. But something happened. Something happened with CM Punk Monday night, and I could not sort of escape... Like what this actually means. I don't know for me or for everyone. So I just actually wanted to have a real show that's actually just gonna speculate on what exactly transpired the Monday night. Whatever that. What was the date of that? What's today? So the 10 on September 8th edition of Monday Night Raw,
yeah.
Which was actually an amazing, like, the show itself was probably the best show I've seen of Monday Night Raw in a long, long time.
Pretty much since, like, the Punk, I guess, I don't know what you want to call it, but the time where he's, like,
Summer of
Indian
Punk area. Yeah.
He was sitting Indian style, and that was, like, I believe it was, like,
did
January.
That promo, right?
Yeah. January of 2011.
No, that was July.
July? I always July. Get mixed up because I'm like dyslexic with like the letters, yeah. You know, like the J messes
was,
me up. You know what else
it was the
me
week
up?
It was the week before July 4th because I remember there was that break before.
See, that's
that.
What messed me up. It was the J's. Same thing. You know what messes me up? The P's in like Pittsburgh, Philly,
yeah.
And Pennsylvania. There's too many P's going on in one area.
But
and
see,
it freaks
but
me
see,
out. And
see,
it's all within the one P state.
But see, now we pulled Brian into, I believe we pulled Brian to a big strange moment, or you know, I don't know, clueless.
Pull me into a strange world, Joe.
Yeah, because do you just add the? Did you? I don't know how clued in you were. What happened on Raw a couple nights ago? Did you know anything at all? Just
no, no. I
didn't
know anything.
I think you should
absolutely
educate
clueless.
Everybody.
I don't follow wrestling.
All right,
even
so
people
just
that
to educate
the
you,
show.
Just to educate you. Saw basically with that with what you saw the documentary
mm-hmm.
is basically they presented CM Punk as like mainly like a face at the end of that. Like he was you know as a good guy moving into a good guy path. Well, in the past couple months, CM Punk has he was a good guy with the belt for probably like 8 months into it, and then slowly he turned back into his bad guy full-on hardcore bad guy persona.
Mm-hmm.
And like you know, like it was said in the documentary, he's one of the best heels. He can cause riots. You know what I mean? He is that good. He is that good at just like causing trouble and getting all people right. to legitimately hate him. He goes out of his way to be a legit heel.
Well, then why did he ever go to become a good guy? He's so good at being a bad guy.
Well, that's the thing. Is that, like, remember when we saw that, when he did that promo that you saw, that people, like, he was a bad guy when he did that promo. All
right.
So, like, by him airing his grievances at that time, like, him being honest, bad guy, mm-hmm. just coincidentally connected with people. So it's like him being a bad guy and honest was sort of just like, all of a sudden, people were like, wait a minute, I'm totally down with what he's talking about, too. So it's one of those things where it's like he's a bad guy, but...
Yeah, but you can like the villain and not have to be a good guy.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
Why did he have to turn good guy for people to like him?
He just came back as a... it's just one of those things when you listen to the crowd, it's like he can still keep it, but he's not trying to get people to hate him.
Right.
But now he's getting people to hate him.
Right.
Like legitimate, like, hate. Like, cause riot hate, which is amazing because that's the CM Punk that I really, really love. Because I like to do that, too. But basically, so that's just the sort of like, you know, give a backstory towards the CM Punk we see right now.
Mm-hmm.
He, and when I look at his past performances in the past few weeks, every week, he's had a promo where he's, you know, basically just talking down the crowd, making people hate him. And, I would say from a performance and from a director's perspective, from just a creative perspective, he is at his prime of making people really, really, you know, like he's just working that shit hardcore right. and people are legitimately to the point of wanting to like hate him. Like he has to try hard because he was a good guy.
Right.
So now he has to really, really get people to work at it. He's doing an amazing job. But then it came to this point. Now we all know, I'm not going to lie, professional wrestling is, it's a show. But I have video footage here that I want to show you.
All right.
Of course, everyone is going to see this at home when you're listening to the podcast. So why, Joe,
well,
can you include a link to this in the show notes?
I sure can. It might actually be the image.
Okay.
But basically, what I'm about to show you here, Brian, is that like last night, possibly the best Raw show ever, Punk was on his game, and he started a feud with Vince McMahon and did the best performance. You know when you have a great performance where there's like that pop factor where like something happens and you're like, oh shit,
right.
like a real like, oh shit moment.
Right. And also it's like, for me as a wrestling fan, it's like those moments where, you know, everyone's like, oh, wrestling's fake. The whole thing's rigged and it's already like written and blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. And like, for me, whenever these moments happen, it's always like, wait, is this real or not? Like,
yeah.
It always makes me question like the whole business in general and the whole show that I'm watching.
Right.
Obviously, it's entertainment, but then at the same time, I'm like, wait a second. Did something real just like,
well,
yeah,
that's the one thing. I'm not a wrestling fan, but that's the one thing I'll give wrestling as a challenge. Because when you take something real spectator sport and then you write stories for it, you have to constantly be switching it up and making the audience guess, because if not, then it's not going to be worth it. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to just be like, it's going to become too predictable because it comes to a point where you think there's only so much you can do with, like, in a ring and having two people go at it or whatever. But if you keep the stories fresh somehow for a long time, then it works.
And see, that's the one thing that I really, really enjoy about CM Punk as like, I guess, as a performer, that he's able to take something and just bring it to that real spontaneous level that you're just like, wait a minute, what? Or it's like just so good that he's so much in, he goes 200% for real, and it works so great.
And moments before this happened, Brodus Clay and R-Truth was dancing in the ring with Lil Jimmy. Like, it was just like, you know Brodus Clay, Brian, right?
No.
He's like the Funkasaurus, and he basically just plays these funk musics, and then these two black girls just start dancing around
him. The big, heavy black guy that dances around as the kids come up.
Exactly.
And stuff.
Yeah. Like, so basically, they're just dancing, and then all of a sudden, like, Vince interrupts, and he's like, all right, you know, get out of the ring and dance on out the ring. Yeah. I got something important to say. So it went from, like, this, like, strange, like, it's like these people are just hired basically to, like, dance.
Right.
but
to, like, this really intense argument discussion with Vince McMahon versus CM Punk.
Completely flip the mood.
Well, basically, I mean, and I don't really know. I don't want to say. I don't want to act like I know everything. But basically, it turned into a promo, an interview segment. But that's not even what I'm trying to talk about. I'm just trying to talk about how good that show was leading up to this moment that happened in the last 30 seconds of the show. The whole show I thought was like the best show, but that performance right there with the Vince McMahon and CM Punk was like, just like why you watch, because it's such a boiling point of performance and delivery that you're like, holy shit, like something's gonna, like legitimately you feel that it's gonna happen.
Right.
And that what happened was CM Punk slap Vince McMahon.
Right.
And it was just so perfect of a moment. Because, like, you can see the honesty that CM Punk is talking about, like how you saw in the promo.
So here's what I got to ask you then about this. I don't really watch wrestling, but I watch enough with you that I've actually seen Vince McMahon get hit by other wrestlers before. So what makes this different than CM Punk?
What I'm saying is the performance.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's so hard for me to say just like, oh, he was awesome. He was awesome. But it's just like you see other people hit Vince McMahon, and you're just like, oh, he's going to hit Vince McMahon. But there's that finesse and that subtlety that make the performance beautiful. You know what I mean? That just make that shit, like, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis against some other lower quality. No, but what I'm saying, is that, like, there's a difference between you have a Daniel Day-Lewis that knows what to do at certain points,
right,
and other people that just are not good with their timing and it just falls flat.
Right.
And this one was that, like, when you watch and you're like, that's a fucking artist right there who hit that at the same exact moment. Didn't slap him too early, didn't slap him too late. It was just like, boom. You know, it's just that timing was perfect. That emotional peak was there. And that's why it was great. But that has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Just saying how great that show was.
But also, in addition to everything, that whole storyline of Vince basically versus CM Punk. I mean, I know Vince has been up against other wrestlers before, but with CM Punk, it really feels like so genuine. And CM Punk, like, has carried his disgruntledness of towards the company. Well, like, he has good and bad.
Well, also,
you know,
now he's a heel.
Feelings.
Now he's a heel. He's a bad guy. So it's like, what? Now he's like really trying. He's trying to get you to hate him. And now you cross that line where you have those people that like really actually hate him. You know what I mean? It's such a great thing because now people are like, you betrayed me. And, you know, is this wrestling real? Is this fake? Again, but that has now.
But that just set up
the page of like CM Punk is a heel. He's not a good guy, and they're not even shying away from him. He's legitimately. They sold it as much as he can as he's a bad guy. But what I want to show you here now, and I guess we're just gonna go silent or whatever. But we're gonna watch, and I'm gonna tell you ahead what.
Well, I can watch it, and you can talk the audience through what's going on.
But.
But also, I feel like another element of the whole CM Punk. I guess his fan base at one point this whole year has been like, since he's like against the boss, almost everybody can relate to that because it's like everybody's had at least one boss that wasn't that great, you know, that they at least butted heads with, or like they're just like disgruntled with, you know, for whatever reason. And like, so I feel like a lot of people can relate to just his character in general because of that, because he airs out his frustrations. in a way that is very genuine. Whereas, like, other people, it's more forced. Because maybe they don't have that sense of, like, true feeling about it, and they're more considered, like, a performer. Whereas, like,
well, see, I felt like the whole idea behind him, I don't really know because I don't follow him or any of that stuff, but just from watching that little bit of the interview or that little bit of the documentary made me feel like, you know, these wrestlers are characters that they create, or whoever creates them, mostly them, I imagine, and they go out and they do their performances and they create it. From what I gathered from this documentary is why people love him, CM Punk, or it makes different is because when he leaves the ring, he's still CM Punk. It's not a character. It's really like himself in there.
And it's pretty amazing though, because Joe and I have discussed before, we're like, man, like, let's just say what, like, I do believe that CM Punk is obviously like straight edge. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't use drugs. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have promiscuous sex. And like, you know, I really do believe that. But if ever came the day where like some crazy thing happened and it was like revealed that he's like, he does drugs and he like behind the scenes, you know, likes to have even just like one drink or something,
right?
Like, that would really irritate me. Like, I'm not saying you know what I mean, but it would be like the biggest disgrace.
Well, I'm sure
ever.
It would like kill all of his fan base if that's what, you know.
But I don't, I mean, I really think that he's like super genuine. But you know, like, some things come out with like celebrities occasionally and you're just like, what? Where did that come from? You know, like, I mean, I can't really think of anything that I've been like absurdly upset with, but maybe like, yeah. Well, you know, the Tiger Woods thing came out and everyone's like, oh, we thought he was perfect and he's like 20 hookers and shit. And yeah, he had like a beautiful wife and kids.
That just tells you that we don't know these people, you know. We know from what the media puts, we don't know anything about any of these people.
Exactly.
All right, so this is going to happen really quick. I'm just going to move my mic. I'm going to show you what, basically what it says, the title here, CM Punk.
Damn, this McMahon's looking rough.
But basically what it says here, and what everyone probably already knows, says it right here, CM Punk hits fan. Can you hear? You right?
No, I lost. Wait, am I back? Yeah, I'm back.
Are your headphones? Right, yeah. It's really quite simple here. CM Punk hits fan. This video right here, what I'm about to show Brian, is basically what was showed on live TV. And if you miss it, it's really actually hard to see when you see it like in like live action, like
right?
Really in person.
So this was live, not recorded.
This was live. Now what you're gonna see is right here in this one area. So what happened in this match? At the end of the match, CM Punk, as a full blown heel, already really hot crowd, really into it. He runs into the crowd, and like how he did on the Money in the Bank match to sort of mirror that. He runs into the crowd, and What you can sort of see here is that something happens. There's some sort of altercation that happens around CM Punk.
Right. Can you rotate a little bit more so I can see a little bit better? Like, just rotate the laptop. There we go.
So you see it here. This is the first scene, I believe.
Okay.
This is actually what people see, like, on live TV. Mm-hmm. And now tell me if you can catch something happening. Now, I even missed it, so.
I saw if I saw him, if it's
look right there, you can see it right there.
Yeah, go back.
They sort of missed it here.
See crime that? Scene investigation.
Well, what's gonna happen is they're gonna ford through that, and you can see sort of a scuffling happening. That's what you see live. That's all you see of it live.
Right.
Which is like a
you
big just, thing.
You know something's going you on. Saw and then, some and sort then a of security altercation. Guard comes into the play.
Now what happens on this video is actually they cut in after this part at the end. They rewind and cut in closer to see what actually happened here. So this is what happens here.
Mm-hmm.
Right chop right to the face and a shove right back into the face all the way down.
So CM Punk hits a fan that was behind him.
Yeah.
So right,
but,
okay.
But did you see,
at first,
what, did
at
you
first
see what happened before that,
it didn't look like
that,
it was
though?
Intentional until he came back and shoved
him
again.
Yeah, so he nailed him one more time.
Then
yeah, but
it was
see,
what
did you watch this part?
So like,
look who's actually slapping him there. Did you see that?
But yeah, like that's not a blind hit. That's a direct contact hit. So also you're like
it
wondering.
It is a direct contact hit, but what did that guy do? He must have said something. Or because I don't think he would just turn around and smack the dude for that one guy touching him.
No, but see,
because there's somebody else that touched him.
No, but see, that's the thing. It's like
he touched.
But he looked right at him, so he knew it was him.
So that's the speculation that I was like, you know, in my, you know, that's the first thing. Like the rule is, I mean, of course, the wrestlers shouldn't hit fans. You know what I mean? That's one of those things. Wrestlers don't hit fans unless provoked. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now, this one shot doesn't really tell the story. And a lot of people are like, oh, CM Punk is going to get sued.
Well, let me ask you this.
WWE's going to get sued.
Have you ever seen the movie Leap of Faith?
Have I?
With Steve Martin?
No.
I don't think I have.
Where he's the preacher.
Yeah.
And he's like healing blind people. Yeah. But he's got people in the crowd that are in on the game.
No, no. So
you think that fan is in on the game with him and he's doing it to make his heel presentative more?
That's, I mean, it's wrestling. Mm. So that's what they're looking at. See, that's one speculation. Everyone's going to be like, oh, that's probably a work.
This is like a conspiracy theory of wrestling.
So then everyone's going to think, like, you know, it's a heel, it's a work. WWE does that.
Right.
But here's another thing is like, let's break down this equation even further. You know, because me, I'm like, oh, man, because for one thing, it's like he's at his peak. His DVD just came out. So CM Punk is at like his highest point as a heel, as a performer, I think, at this point, because he gets as much screen time as John Cena.
Right.
So that I'm like, if this is legitimate, like, and like he really just, you know, he hit a fan for no reason or something like that. If there's no obvious reason, it makes me feel like crap. He's gone. You know, the media is going to be all over it because it already got picked up by all these media outlets and people are going to be like, oh, now W people are hitting fans and dude's going to sue and shit like that.
And you know,
like,
how the media loves to jump on WWE whenever anything bad happens. Like if a wrestler dies, they're like, must have been steroids. Yeah.
Usually. And so you go down and you read up all the message boards. And you see
Stone Cold used to beat his wife. Top comment.
Yeah, you see all these speculations. Like people are like, I was there. This is what really happened. This person shoved this person, and people thought it was Punk and stuff like that. But the one thing that I did find, you know, and that's going through my head, I was like, I don't want him to get in trouble, but I'm also like, damn, he's doing such an awesome job that people are pushing him and trying to cause shit. You know, it's like that's why you don't go. But what we have here is actually fan footage from a camera, basically right next to the spot.
Right.
So I was able to, at least when you watch it here, you know, it sort of opened up a lot of questions, but it answered a lot of things, but it also poised more questions. Because one thing I kept reading about was everyone was saying that like CM Punk was getting pushed in the crowd. You know, and that's like, I was like, of course he's going to attack if someone's trying to push him downstairs.
Pushed and also people just wanting to touch him to get touch points.
And like, you're on TV and you're a bad guy, so you're like, get the fuck out of my way. I'm trying, you know, get the things right. But this is the best example of the stuff. Can you see that?
Yeah, I can see.
Let's see if I can make it bigger. So this is basically like, you know, cell phone footage right from the spot. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't load. Maybe I shouldn't make it large like that. No. Let me redo that.
I think you should post both of these links on the show notes, Joe.
No, it's Michelle Obama.
Dude, everything on YouTube now has like a political thing right beforehand.
Yeah. All right, here it is. So this was the best footage I've seen so far of that whole altercation. Remember, when you watch it live, you don't really see what happens here because the camera cuts away. So you don't see the beginning.
So he's running
after.
Up the stairs into the crowd.
You know, it's like, I don't want, you know, it's like, how am I supposed to decipher what's going to happen? Because Punk will get in trouble or see all these people touching him, stuff like that. People touching him with his belt. He's swapping away. Swatch pushes another kid.
Right.
People are in front of him. He gets pushed again. See that?
Yeah.
And he looks back at him, standing right behind him. Then someone pushes him one more time behind him. And then if you look, then the dude behind him hits him in the back of the head, then bam, right hand, and then pushed right to the face.
Right.
So basically, I think he just lashed out on, like, anybody that was touching him, but he basically took it out on this one guy.
Yes, so yeah. So what do you, now you see both sides of footage, how do you decipher this? Like, who is the right, who is the wrong? Is there a right and a wrong? Some people are saying, oh, he hit the wrong guy. Some people are saying, like, no, they hit the right guy. Some people are like, oh, now he's going to sue.
I mean, I guess they have to, like, demonstrate that the guy that he hit actually did hit him, provoke him first.
But what do you think about that?
If they can find way to prove
that. Did you want to watch it again?
No. I saw it.
So I'm going to turn it back?
I saw it. Yeah, you can turn it back.
Now, I mean, a lot of, so, yeah, there's, you know, and I was dying to find out, so what's the true story here? Because, like, again, you know, Punk, for one thing, it's also like, where the hell was the security, like, literal security for the talent? They're supposed to be up there if they
right.
If
and he saw how slow that security guard walked up.
He didn't do shit.
Like,
dude.
He didn't. He wasn't even there for it. He like walked up slow, casual, like, all right, what's going on?
And you know what's interesting?
But if he did
most
have,
security
if
guards,
he did have
if it's
security,
serious, they rush in. Like,
if he did have a security with him, like the whole time as he was running up the stairs, it might appear weak or something. You know, just to be like, here's my security.
Well, no, but I'm
me.
Saying usually, like, if a security guy would have seen him hit that dude, and he's in a crowd full of random people that weren't ready for it, security probably would have rushed it, because if those people just turned on him and just put him to the ground and started beating the crap out of him, I mean, you know what I mean? So people can get vicious.
So here's slow motion. Here's the slow mo from far away from what the TV sees.
Right.
But I wonder if in this clip, see, look, he's still there. Security.
Yeah, he's still there. The guy he hit is just kind of hanging out.
Well,
but maybe they couldn't do anything with him yet because they didn't know exactly what the situation was. Like, they can't really apprehend somebody when, like, you couldn't exactly tell.
Trying to find a...
Like, to me, it wasn't a shot. Clear enough
well, I'll tell you what.
Hit beforehand and, you know, to know that what that guy did. See,
but he hit that guy, so he had to have done...
Probably tapped him or something.
There's so many people that he's definitely looking there.
Everybody's grabbing at him.
Turns his head back, gets hit in the back of the head, bam! Right cross, shoved right in the face. So, now looking at it, you know...
And then I understand, but then CM Punk just turns around like the guy's not going to come back at him if it was a real situation. You know what I mean? Like, he's not even concerned about somebody coming back after him. Usually if you hit somebody in the face, they're probably going to come back and start trying to fight you. But, I mean, I don't know. Either way, whether it's real or it was set up with that guy that he hit. I mean, I'm not saying all those people were set up. The people are pushing him. At first, that he was just kind of looking at him, telling him to fuck off.
All those people pushing on him, for one thing, that's like sort of uncalled for.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't go and push, especially if you're down the stairs.
No, I agree. And I don't think those guys are set up. Maybe the guy that he hit was set up, but I'll tell you what, regardless, it's working out to whatever they wanted, the purpose for them doing it.
To be, make
because
him into a heel.
All you people are sitting, everybody right now, we're sitting here talking about it, you're sitting here researching it. Obviously, you've been researching
Joe,
it a lot.
I've been researching.
He was researching it all night.
Because I was thinking of situations, man. Because I was like, if. There's two ways I looked at it, you know, and I was like, this is a freaking good, the best angle, like the most honest angle I've ever seen. Right. You know what I mean? This is the best plant that, you know what I mean? It's just some doofus back there.
So you think it was a plant?
I actually don't think it's a plant because, like, here's one thing is that one thing that I also found online on another wrestling website is the motherfucker went on YouTube, not YouTube, but on that, like,
the guy who was hit.
The guy that actually, so. There's a speculation that like the guy that got hit, that was an accident. But the guy next to him was the guy that shoved CM Punk. And the guy who shoved CM Punk went on Twitter and was boasting about it. And so he's like, yeah, some motherfucker. So I don't know if that's true or not, but everyone's in unison. Like, everyone's in complete understanding that guy's a dumbass.
How do we know that guy's really that guy that's
exactly,
on Twitter? I
mean, exactly. But the
we
one,
don't know.
But the one thing.
Damn this new media crap.
can't trust shit.
That's right.
But, you know, by looking at that, would you say at this point, because most likely, you know, that's the one reason why I wanted to do this show now, because by the time that Monday comes around and we've come back from New York Comic Con, whatever the WWE had to do to fix it or to make it seem like an angle would be done.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and I already saw on the websites that they're going to answer that, you know, they're going to do something. So it's like. The first thing when I first saw it, I was like, if this is real, that dude got hit, legitimately by your top heel and one of your top characters in real life, it's like, well, they're going to fear that kid's going to sue. And then the first thing Carolyn was like, well, just give him tickets to WrestleMania and be fine. Right.
Yeah. It's like, put him up in a suite hotel, fly him out to WrestleMania and. There you go. Like
Americans aren't going to just go for that when you know CM Punk probably has millions of dollars.
Well, see, that's the thing about the money. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Everyone's like, he's going to sue. Everyone's going to sue.
I know,
like
immediately after his face was just like, what did I do?
Yeah,
I mean, he had this reaction that was like, I didn't do anything. Why'd you hit me?
Yeah, I mean, like when you see those shots, they're not exactly like lethal shots. They're like, get the fuck out of my face shots.
No, they're not lethal, but the one like, the dude was putting on his glasses when
he got
him.
Nailed. Yeah.
And he got nailed enough that it probably broke the glasses right off his face because they just went flying.
But also, why is he
so.
Putting on sunglasses?
Yeah, what the hell is
like? It's like really, CM Punk is right behind you, and you're putting on sunglasses. That's kind of weird too. No one's talked about that.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, it's sort of just like he had so many people pushing, man.
He did have a lot of people pushing
like,
him.
It was like
maybe he was a plant, and the sunglasses was supposed to be like hiding his identity and also hiding from the punch. Because you put your hands up, you're already putting your hands up to hide from the punch.
But
he got
nailed.
No, but you see what I'm saying? Like it's a little bit of protection.
Yeah, good.
But then also it's like protects your face, so no one really knows who you are. But granted, the glasses got knocked down. I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I think it would be a stupid move on his part to hit it just for the if he's on top of the world, why would he take the risk of hitting somebody and having something happen, you know, yeah. to his career? But
tempers are flare. I mean, like, I mean, yeah.
I don't think he would be like completely fired just because he hits one.
I don't
person.
Think. No, I don't no, think no, CM. No. Like, I was gonna fear that CM Punk could be fired, but
he won't be fired.
But the thing is, you don't get fired for that. You just lose your spot. But I think at the same time, CM Punk is in a position where it's like you really don't have anyone at his level. That it's like you can't get rid of him. And also, it's so much media attention right now. People are like. Like, all of a sudden, like, you know, 20 minutes later, it's like, CM Punk hits fan. CM Punk hits fan. But that's part of that, the genius of that,
right? That's what I'm saying. Think about what you're saying earlier. You're saying that he reached his peak, and he's becoming a bad guy again, and he's reached his peak. What do you do to get even beyond your peak? You'd have to do something like that to drum up even more.
Like, something completely outrageous. Yeah. So, but even, like, when you hear the phrase, so-and-so, it doesn't even matter if it's CM Punk, so-and-so hits a fan. You automatically are like, oh my god, that person's horrible. Even if you don't know anything about wrestling.
Who has hit fans, though? Like, Lady Gaga's hit fans?
Basketball players.
Basketball players hit fans?
Chris Jericho.
Like, is that right or wrong?
Did you ever see that one where that basketball player hit that guy? Like, punch, straight punch, just straight 7 foot tall dude lunging full speed and knocks this fan in the face.
I think I did
see
this.
It was absurd.
Vicious. I mean, I remember because when this happened, you know, it's funny that this happened. Like, it's funny that, Chris Jericho and CM Punk are able to cause so much trouble because they can connect. They know how to connect with the audience, and that's the genius of that.
Yeah, literally.
people with less skill can't connect with that audience. Like Chris Jericho, and it's funny how they made this situation. We talked about this years ago on the show, but I remember when Chris Jericho was a bad guy, and he was leaving a house show, and people were crowding like around him trying to get – I don't know what – he was a bad guy. Oh yeah, they're in Canada, right? And he's from Canada. But during the house show, he talks so much shit about how much he hates Canada that like people after the show were like ganged up on him. They're like, right. "How can you say that?" And like he's trying to get into his car, and then like he was like literally bad mouthing people, like, "Yo, shut up, you stupid piece of shit! I hate Canada." You know, like continuing the character because you gotta be devoted to that character.
Right.
If you're gonna get people to hate you, you can't all of a sudden be like, "Oh, now I'm a nice guy outside the arena." Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's sort of cheap. I don't really like when they do that. You want to go back to those days where you get death threats for being a heel, you know what I mean? But then, like, a girl, like, got in his face, in front of Chris Jericho's face, and was like, "Don't fucking touch my boyfriend like that, you piece of shit, blah, 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 blah." And then somehow, and then, like, Chris Jericho's like, "Security," and then security didn't come out, so Chris Jericho shoved the girl in the face, and then all of a sudden, all hell broke loose because the boyfriend was like, "Don't you fucking," and then he shoved the boyfriend, and then this was a massive riot, broke out, and he was like, "Security," and then, like, he, like, drove away in his car, and then that got, like, all this news, too.
Right.
And then the situation, from what I heard the news, when Vince McMahon heard that, he's like, "Well, he's a heel. At least he got heel heat because because real heel heat equals money."
Shit.
And that's true, man. Because I was talking to Carolyn about this yesterday, or right when that happened. Actually, because Carolyn saw that altercation before I saw the altercation. She was like, "Wait a minute, something happened to the crowd. What's going on?" Because usually if it's like legit,
they'll have it set up.
Yeah, and also, they get the right camera position.
They turned the camera around, and then it just showed Vince's face, and he just had a disgusted look on his face. Yeah. Like, he's like, "What's going on?"
Yeah, he's sort of like, he was in the middle talking, and he was like, "All right."
You saw a scuffle. But you saw CM Punk running up into the crowd, and then you saw a scuffle.
Why did he go into the crowd anyway?
Well, it's sort of like, it was part of the storyline, because... Because
he ran away that other time before.
He's done
it in the past.
He did it like that, but also like in this case, he's running from a wrestler who he's afraid of.
Right.
So he's like, "Oh, I'm trying to get out here. I can't go through the entrance way, so I'm going to run through the crowd." Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like the coward way to go. And then he got stopped when Vince McMahon went on the mic and he was like, "Hey, stop! You need to make this decision." So it wasn't even part of a storyline to beat up a fan. Think if they're going to make it into a storyline live, you make it prominent. If you're going to hit someone, you make it prominent.
Yeah, but if you make it too prominent, then you're going to know it's staged.
That's the genius of that. It's like, that's why fucking professional wrestling is awesome.
Right.
It's one of those
things. It's a fucking con.
Anytime you have to question the wrestling, it just makes it more real.
Well, yeah, if you didn't, then it would be really boring.
Yeah.
And that's...
because it would be just repetitive.
Yeah, and again, that's why Punk is awesome. I mean, you know, I hope he doesn't... I mean, if at
so
most...
So what do you really think happened, though, after like, watching all this footage over and over again, like a UFO expert?
I personally think it's legit. I personally think it's legit that those people are pushing him, and I think it's legit that he swung at him. I might think that he hit the wrong person, but at the same time, when I was looking at it, I was like, well, he didn't hit the person that really shoved him, but he hit the last person that touched him. Right. And at that point, after you get shoved like three times, and you're already turning around and giving people evil looks and probably saying, like, don't fucking touch me, right, you know, and stuff like that.
Now, the one guy that did tap his shoulder pretty majorly was on his right shoulder.
Yeah.
And he must have dived maybe like six people. He was way over on the side, yeah, and he dived over six people just to tap him on the shoulder, and then that's when Punk turned around and swung.
Yeah,
I mean, and also it might have been like, you know, that push. Reaction happened so quick, you know, so it's just like, psh, like you just turn around and want to hit somebody.
I bet it's like at that moment, like in your head, when you're like, all right, we got 30 seconds till the show is done. I can't just have people pushing me, you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm, I gotta get these people off me at the same, because I saw there's like kids that are like there's someone that touched his belt, you know, he just like swatted him away, then some kid pushed him from the right like down the stair like a step, and he went and like shoved him all the way back, and then someone from All's Told actually punched him in the kidney.
What? See, like, I think it's back. One thing to like slap him, just to like a small like kind of like a high five at least on his shoulder or something like that. I'm not saying that's good. I don't think you should really touch anybody like that, but I understand how people want to get touch points, and they're maybe so happy in the moment, they're like, yeah, Punk, you know, slap yeah. him, just to be like, you know, good job, buddy.
Because if you look in the background, like, but some dude's holding his kid up there.
But then, no, but I think it's, like, hideous to, like, actually push him, because there's a couple pushes I saw that looked like they were trying to push him down the stairs.
Like, would you do that? Brian, would you, if you saw that when no. Punk was close to you, would you like be like, this is a perfect time for me to shove CM Punk down the stairs?
No.
But you know, some of those fans are crazy, and they're like, are. Oh, he is the villain. I hate him for real. Like, saying. I really know him. Like, because I hate him in real life.
Because he's freaking good like that.
But do you understand about, like, just tapping? Like, a small, like, love tap type yeah. thing that's just like, you know, it's kind of like a high five, but the other person doesn't reciprocate.
Yeah.
But, like, just, you know, slap. But, I mean, I can understand how he wouldn't appreciate
that. They call
that
groping.
Yeah, he gets groped.
Groping is when you touch the crotch.
Wait, what? Just the crotch?
At a Tim McGraw concert, maybe, like, 5 years ago, some female fan, like, literally grabbed Tim McGraw's, like, crotch area. And then Faith Hill, his wife, saw it from, like, the, you know, I guess she was hanging out on the side area of the stage. She came out with a mic and she was like, excuse me, nobody touches my husband down there but me. Like, but I thought that was like pretty cool, like for her to come out and like defend it. But then at the same time, I'm like, dude, what type of fan? Like, I don't care how much you really love Tim McGraw. Let's say you really do love Tim McGraw and you find him attractive.
This was a female fan, right?
A female fan. Right. Let's say you really do love Tim McGraw and you find him attractive. There's nothing wrong with that. But on the other hand, taking your physical hand and reaching up to his crotch, I'm sorry, that's just like a little much.
It's supposed like, to be a tall woman.
But why would you want that? Right. Why would you want that, though? Because
that's the major touch point.
That is the major touch
dude,
point.
Dude, slap his hand or something. Like, hold out your hand so he can slap it. Like, I've seen Tim McGraw slap people's hands on the side of the
that's
stage.
That's not enough, because she's never going to wash that hand again.
But, like, he's wearing jeans. It's not like you're really touching his junk. But, like, really, dude? And I'm like, you grab Tim McGraw's crotch? Like, people just don't know their limits.
Like, yeah, because they get all crazy about stuff.
I mean, it's amazing, though.
I think that's true. I mean, imagine if Tim McGraw went actually in the crowd. There'd be all types of hands on his crotch.
Dude, people would rape him.
Remember what happened when that Phantom Planet lead singer jumped into the crowd in 930 Club and all those girls fell down?
Because no one could catch him.
Yeah, because there's just a bunch of little girls.
Jumped into, like, teenage girls.
Like, literally, they all fell down, nice, Brian. And then everyone was trying to grab him. And Carolyn's like, I touched his leg.
I did not touch him, actually. So.
It's like, I grabbed his junk.
I got his crotch.
So pretty much that's probably what's going to happen.
It's frightening.
That's probably what's going to happen. You go in the crowd, you expect that to happen, really. You know, at the same situation. But I guess something, you know, if I was annoyed, if I was in that situation, I always ask myself this. Is like, if I was in that situation, would I do a chop to the face and push him down? I probably wouldn't choose those exact same moves because those are pretty
right.
So smart. But I don't know. If I was really hit, it's like I can't just let that happen. That's like it almost feels like to me if you let that happen, everyone's going to think that's going
to
happen.
Let me ask you this. If it did come down to like a legal situation, because I don't really know how the industry works in the wrestling business.
It's still just like if they can press charges.
Right, but would they press charges against the company or against just him?
Who's CM Punk?
Yeah, like, or against the whole WWE company.
I guess they can do it each way, man.
You know,
CM Punk and
I
then
think
WWE.
Because like more money if they just
when
do
sports
WWE.
Players do it, if they try to sue a sports player, like the whole NBA or the whole NFL will come behind that sports player and make them go through all their lawyers and fight the whole organization.
That's probably what will happen.
But would Vince McMahon just throw him out to the wolves and be like, this ain't a part of us?
Nah, they can't. Not your world champion. not the face of the...
No, he doesn't work for us.
Most likely.
He's a free agent.
That's why I really wanted to speculate it now, because most likely by the time Raw comes back on this Monday, the situation would be handled.
How did you hear? You said that they were going to handle it.
I didn't hear how they're going to handle it, but I saw an announcement that they're going to...
From the WWE app or where?
I haven't checked the app, but
the
I saw...
breaking news,
man? I think I saw that they're going to respond. Like, there's already been several comments.
If they're going to respond, if WWE as an organization, we're going to respond to this on Raw next week, like, to me, that makes it seem like it's a plan.
No, but see, at the same time, if you think about it, though... WWE is the fastest to respond to any type of news.
Definitely.
Because that's what they can do.
Well, here's the thing. When did this happen?
This Monday? Happened yesterday.
Yesterday. And it's not in the media at all yet?
It is in the media.
Like the actual news? Like
the real media.
Like
real
what news. Media? Because I honestly haven't been paying attention.
I can't list
I
everything. Just go Google it. But it's legit.
But it's been on all the same elements that
6 o'clock news saying, hey, CM Punk hit some fan.
I don't know if it's on the 6 o'clock
well, that's
news.
What I mean. Like, that to me would be like, it's going to become
CNN?
This huge thing.
Well, let's find. Let's search it right now.
Yeah.
I haven't been honestly paying attention to it. I've been pretty busy with other
stuff. Not that
today.
That makes it legitimate, but it makes it seem more like maybe he really did hit a fan because the news is talking about it, you know?
All right, so right now I'm gonna. Right now.
No. But I'm talking while you type.
Right now I am gonna. Right now I'm gonna Google CM Punk hits fan.
Okay.
And I'm gonna see what pops. Look, it already pops up right there. Hold on.
Okay, thing to be wrestling.
I just want to hear the news broadcast.
It's one thing to be wrestling news, and it's another thing to be main news.
Let's see what pops up on there.
Gather.com, Bleacher Report, TMZ. Okay, TMZ.
TMZ is not legitimate.
Let's just go.
Oh, it is.
Google, let's go to
I
news.
Think it is, dude. No. They've got some major scoops, Brian.
Oh, no. That's questionable sources there.
Here, we'll go search
They've
the news
been
section.
Right.
Do like CNN or something? I want to see like a news.
Yeah, go to the
Examiner,
news.
Huffington Post, Gatherer. It's nice music for that.
Yeah.
I do like this music. Wait, go back. Also, Larry King was on during the show.
Yeah, so there was media
amazing.
There.
I mean, I guess it's, you know, Bleacher Report. That's a sports organization. I don't think it's reached that level.
Chicago
like,
Tribune.
I don't think it's reached that, but that's more local geared towards his fans. I don't think it's reached the level of like ABC News and like CNN.
How's it not? WrestleMania is like brings in like more money than the Super Bowl. How the hell does wrestling not be prominent in the world? You know what I mean? As far as
because
media.
They know it like is gimmicky and they only choose to report like the bad side of things sometimes, like whenever wrestlers
die. But that is bad. That's like, you know,
yeah,
hitting fans.
You know, I think there are certain people in the media that will take any opportunity whenever like the bad side of wrestling comes out to like overemphasize it.
Oh man, it's gonna be so perfect because at the same time you have Linda McMahon that's running for Senate again.
Yeah, she's doing it again.
Yeah, so okay. They're gonna definitely bring that up. You're a past organization hits their own fans. You hits their own fans in the middle of breast cancer awareness month. It's like that's the thing. There's gonna be so many things. It's like
they're gonna
use
it as political power and they're gonna use it as bullets.
So I feel like WWE is that smart to be. It's they're gonna turn it into something. They're a professional wrestling. They're a major company. They know how to twist
they're gonna
stories.
Be smart about it.
But here, let's go around the corner. Let's go in the circle and be like and ask like I think it's legit. And my fear is that this is actually what I think is going to happen. When I saw that, I was in fear for, all right, CM Punk's going to get in trouble. But now I'm just like, well, actually what's going to happen is CM Punk is going to become the big, most well-known wrestler on WWE right now.
It's going to
be the biggest heel that there possibly is. That's what I think is going to happen. And it's going to be great. He's probably going to get fined something. But it's like, what's that? Vince McMahon is smart enough to know this is free publicity. Let's ride with it. Legit or not, let's pay to have that kid back on here, and let's make some money off of it. You know what I mean? What do you think, Carolyn?
I'll ride off that, and I agree with that, and I think that it takes money to make money, so whatever money they put into this to pay off the kid and for all the reports and the news, they're just going to milk it to make more money.
Because probably that kid's going to walk down with John Cena
and
when he comes to
like
next match.
Said, I think bad publicity.
I mean, and I think they're going to just give that kid like front row seats to
WrestleMania. Do you think it's but did you think it was legit or do you think it was a plant?
I think it is legit, but the main point that from talking about this whole thing like through this episode, that the one thing that I didn't realize until, you know, whatever, 20 or 30 minutes ago, was like, why was he putting on sunglasses? Like, it's odd to me.
It's a plant. I'm going with it's a plant.
See, that would make me think that it's like, you know, you're trying to protect your identity right before this happens. Like, maybe that was the mark. It's like, as soon as you put on your sunglasses.
Right. I mean, when you watch it, when you watch it, it looks
like
it's not. It looks real.
Okay,
but
like CM Punk's
the whole
right
episode,
in front of
you. Joe was the whole episode. Joe was talking about how awesome CM Punk is at like selling and acting and stuff. So maybe that's just a shine to see how good he really is that we all believe that it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It could be a credit to Punk. Punk and
saying.
His acting chops.
Could be.
But at the same time...
That's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, that's so freaking good.
Like, what do you guys think about like the sunglasses thing? Because no one's brought that up. It's like, okay, if you're in a crowd, you're getting all pumped up to be like, oh yeah, I'm at a wrestling show. You have like that energy. And then like CM Punk's right in front of you and he comes running up and he's literally right in front of you. His back is like right in front of you and you put on your sunglasses. That's odd to me. I'm sorry. It's just really
odd.
And no one has talked about that.
What are we supposed to say to that? It's like,
why would you do that? To me, it makes me think that it is a plan if you want to argue
like,
that one cause. Because it's like, you're like I said, you're
I don't know. What if he's
anonymous
like, what if
now?
He's like, what if he's trying to be anonymous? He's like, oh, he's never going to figure it was me. And he puts his sunglasses on like he's some sort of spy.
But also, you're inside. What the heck? At that time, at the very end of the show, maybe he was
those
getting
lights,
ready to leave. I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
If
those
you
lights
know,
are pretty
like,
bright, man. Those lights are pretty bright.
It's still dark out. It's still dark out. Raw ends at 11 p.m.
I mean, it's
you know
possible.
What I mean? Like,
it's possible
what,
that he used it
what do you
as
think,
a way.
Brian?
I mean, it's very possible. I think when it shows on video, you can't really tell. Maybe when CM Punk hit the dude, he like the seating. I don't know how the seating is, but maybe it was so tight that he like tripped backwards. You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
In the video, it looks like CM Punk is like the Hulk, and he
just slams
and he just slams him in like with a backhand.
Remember, and he has to get back in time to hit his cue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then the guy comes back up and, you know what I
it's
mean? Like,
because
he goes down pretty fast.
It's amazing because like while the show is closing, you actually see that dude just stand there and being like,
I know,
do
like,
you
hey.
Me?
He's like, what did I do?
What did I do?
See, but you know what would be interesting? If after, you know, the show ends, the cameras go out, it would be interesting to know if any fans nearby that were still there saw any altercation between the security guard and the guy
actually,
who was hit.
Like,
because it would be interesting to know if any WWE personnel
no, there was.
Came up to talk to him.
From what I read from on the wrestling sites, that the right before, like I guess the local CBS News interviewed that guy that got hit in the face, that he was being actually talked to by the security, like being yelled at. They tried to actually throw him out. And they, you know, they weren't able to throw him out. Then he got interviewed and saying like, yeah, I'm thinking about pressing charges. And like my face feels warm.
At least he didn't have like I think he should really only get paid if like Punk broke his nose or like he had like real damage. But if it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah, but this is America. That doesn't matter.
But then he's gonna run around
anybody's
being
just
like,
gonna want money. Oh, I spilled hot coffee on my.
I mean,
hands.
You saw like Tiger Woods came out that he was sleeping around, then 20 other women
yeah.
like, oh,
yeah.
I sleep with him too. Oh,
it wasn't
I'm sleeping
just
with
like
too.
One or two people. It was like 20
yeah.
or plus.
And that's what I'm saying. And half of those girls could have just been riding the train of yeah. trying to be like, well, it's my word against his, and he already has a past record of doing it, obviously, so I'm going to get money off this train too. People do that all the time.
Here's one messed up thing too. Again, it's like Alberto Del Rio, the Mexican superstar who wrestles for WWE. They had a mom that won like the Shark Tank like reality show, brought her son to a live wrestling event, and Alberto Del Rio like ripped up his sign, like the little kid's sign.
What did the sign say?
I don't know, but it caused the little boy to cry, like legitimately cry. And apparently from what she tweeted, she
he
tweeted
hurt
all
my
this.
Feelings.
So he cried all the way home. And then she went and slammed WWE and Alberto Del Rio for being bullies and having people that make people cry. And right. I'm in my head, I'm just like, you're going to a wrestling event, and that's the bad guy.
Right. Yeah,
he's supposed
nice to
make
you
cry, man.
Some people just don't get it.
It's like,
know?
What the hell, man? It's like, Then you're going. This isn't ballet. Well, you're
right,
going
but
to.
You got
to
understand. The mom probably doesn't get it at all. The little kid probably doesn't get it either. He's just like, "Ooh, I like wrestling. Yeah. I like the flashiness. I like the jumping off the ropes and the You know, it's like when I was a little kid, I watched wrestling too because it was fun to see people beating each other up and wrestling, and jumping off ropes and high flying and stuff. That was cool to me.
High flying.
I didn't know anything about the storylines.
Yeah,
all that crap.
You,
I believed every second.
And you
of
want
it
all the wrestlers
kid.
To like you, and if some wrestler's in front of you and like does something mean or rips your son. You're gonna just cry because you don't know
your emotions
aren't in check yet. So like, I mean, what would you do if you had a son and you took him to the wrestling show and he's all happy and then like, you know, wrestler's all mean to him?
I mean, I would be
like, he'd probably cry too.
I'd be pissed too, but I wouldn't go and like cry about it on Twitter and be like, you guys are bullies. It's like I would.
But that's what people do with Facebook because
they
and
want
Twitter,
attention.
That's what I'm saying. It's so
that's
stupid.
Why I hate that shit.
That's why they're so stupid. And the reality stars are so stupid like that too. They're always trying to grasp at anything, but it's. That's what I'm saying. Also, it's like you're a parent. You should know this. Don't just go here. You know, you don't go to a...
Well, they should have at least checked, watched it before they take their kid to go see a show to see what it's all about.
Don't go watching Bambi and don't expect the mom to get killed because she's going to get killed, guys. That's what makes the story
amazing.
Sorry, gets eaten. That's what makes the story amazing when you do have those good bad guys, but, you know, maybe you should be at a certain age. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I believe that after this, WWE is going to get a lot of attention. If they're smart, if they are the amazing politicians that they are, they're going to spin it.
They're going to spin it
the best they can because it's freaking wrestling. It's a con.
Well, I have no doubt in my mind that you'll be keeping tabs on this all weekend long to find out exactly what happens. So I will know immediately.
I will ask Dolph Ziggler at New York Comic Con. Well, I guess we're gonna find out next Monday.
Booker T's gonna be there.
Yeah.
What other wrestlers?
There's probably not gonna be
Kelly.
There's probably not gonna be a show next Monday, so that's why you guys get
next
this
Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, so you get this double dose. Thanks for checking out the episode with me and the Beach Boys tour, and thanks for checking out this awesome roundtable discussion on the CM Punk Sacramento incident. I thought that moment was like just as good as that promo.
Right.
I was like, wow, this is what's going to get people's attention, beating up a fan. That's how you get heel heat. That's how you get real people to be like, I want to see this guy get his ass whooped. He's a bad guy. So thanks for joining us, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Everyone else, check out curls-studio.com, curls-studio/curls to check out Carolyn's webcomic. Don't forget to check out astrayproductions.com and goastray.tumblr. That's where I put my work as well. Catch you later, Carolyn.
Have a good week, everybody.
See you, Brian.